Friday through Monday, Garden Grove hosts its annual Strawberry Festival. The theme is honoring our community superhero volunteers. The festival will have games, rides, entertainment, and plenty of food. Good evening. You're listening to Collage, a weekly public affairs show on FM 88.5 KSBR. I'm Dawn Camber. Our guests are Garden Grove Festival Board President Laura Neuschafer and Miss Garden Grove Missy Mendoza. Well, Laura, please explain where the festival is held and how everyone can attend.
Well, the Garden Grove Strawberry Festival is a terrific event and has been going on for 59 years. We still have one of the founding board members, Jack Wallen, on our board of director. The festival runs every Memorial Day weekend. This year, it starts Friday, May 26th, and goes through Monday, May 29th, in the Village Green Park at Main and Acacia Streets. It's not far from the 22 freeway.
And how is it set up? I understand it's free to get into, and then there's all kinds of activities.
Yes, absolutely. It's absolutely free to get into the festival. It has vendors, there's carnival rides, there's lots and lots of strawberries to eat. And the only thing that you have to pay for are the rides, the carnival rides themselves.
Explain the theme.
Okay, the theme is honoring our superheroes. It is dear to my heart. These are individuals who have gone beyond just volunteering. They have reached out to the community, started something, and maybe then became the president or CEO. The grand theme marshal this year is Randy Barth. Randy Barth started off as a volunteer and then is now the CEO of Think Together. It is a nonprofit organization for after-school programs.
So, Missy, I understand this is the second time that you're Miss Garden Grove. Can you explain what it means to you to be Garden Grove, and what does that mean?
Yes, I'm very fortunate to be Miss Garden Grove for a second time. Miss Garden Grove actually started out as a pageant competition at the Strawberry Festival. So, being Miss Garden Grove, I'll be at the Strawberry Festival all weekend. I get to judge all of the competitions in the festival amphitheater, and I get to be the city's queen for that weekend, and it's a really cool opportunity.
And how did you become Miss Garden Grove? Because it's not an easy competition, I understand.
I remember seeing Miss Garden Grove at the Strawberry Festival when I was a little kid. So when I was able to compete and eligible, there are 5 different areas of competition. There's a 10-minute interview. It's basically like a job interview. There's a talent portion, so I'm a singer. There's swimsuit, there's onstage question, and there's an evening gown portion. And I was fortunate enough to win Miss Garden Grove 2017, and I'll be competing for Miss California in June.
Now, you did this several years ago, right?
Yes.
And what happened then?
I served my community for a year. I went to Miss California, and I actually got $750 in scholarship money. I didn't win Miss California, but it was okay because it was a learning experience.
Now, during this year, during your reign, what are you going to be doing?
For the past 5 months, I think I've done over 40 appearances already and donated 200 hours of community service, and I'm not halfway through my year yet, so I am still visiting nonprofit organizations, promoting my own platform, DUI Prevention and Awareness, and an ambassador for the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals.
And of course, you're going to be doing the Miss California
yes,
again.
Yes, ma'am.
So what does that entail?
So we leave on June 22, and it's 10 beautiful days in Fresno, California, and we make appearances, but we also get to compete week-long for the title of Miss California.
Now, you've lived your whole life in Garden Grove. What makes it special?
It's the people in it. It's a very progressive community, but you'll see one person in one service club, and you'll see that same person in various service clubs. So the people in Garden Grove have a servant's heart, and that's something that's special and kind of goes along with the theme of this year's Strawberry Festival.
Now, Laura, I understand that on day one of the festival, which is on May 26th, this Friday, there's an event that attracts zillions of people to have a taste of a particular food item. Please do share.
Yes, that is our cake cutting event, and it's actually our opening ceremonies, and it is... There's a 33 sheet cakes, which feeds a lot of people, and it's a scrumptious cake. It's from French's Bakery in Costa Mesa. It has strawberries and whipped cream in the middle, and then it's beautifully decorated. thousands of people stand in line starting at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon to have a piece of that beautiful, absolutely gorgeous cake.
That they could start eating once the cake cutting begins at 6 o'clock in the evening, correct, this Friday?
Correct. Well, we start with it's opening ceremony, so we have a lot of dignitaries there. The Garden Grove Court is there. We introduce the celebrities. We go through sort of a ceremony, and then we kick off the event by just cutting one of the cakes and start serving.
Now I have to ask Missy, as we gear up for this big event, I can only imagine what's going to be going on in your mind. You have to have an outfit. You got to be prepared with your smile. You got to be, what do you do to mentally prepare for all that you're going to be doing this big weekend?
You just have to prepare by thinking it's going to be such a great weekend, because it is. There are a lot. I'm basically living at the Strawberry Festival that whole weekend. But it's the volunteers that you see, and you just get so excited being there because the community all comes out that weekend and they love it. And so that's how you get excited for the whole weekend, and you don't care if you're getting minimal sleep.
And where will you be so that people can make sure that they can see you? I mean, there's also, aside from the cake cutting, there's a parade.
Yes, ma'am. So I will be at the opening ceremony. And then on Saturday, there's also a huge parade. It starts at 10 a.m. on 9th and Chapman Street. So all the parade celebrities will be there. My court and I will also be there. And then we also have our Grand Marshal who will be there, as well as local high schools, bands, cheerleading teams, and so much more.
Laura, where do the strawberries come from?
Well, we actually have them donated from various locations. Costco is one of the vendors. Sam's Club is the other vendor. They donate all the strawberries to the Strawberry Festival.
And there's a lot of contests and games.
Absolutely.
Please do share.
Yeah, you can do sign up for all the contests. They are so much fun. They are held in a 55-seat amphitheater on the festival grounds. Sign-ups are an hour before each contest. Winners get trophies and, for some contestants, prizes as well. All the details are on the website, which is thestrawberryfestival.org. You can enter your gorgeous baby in the Berry Berry Beautiful Baby Contest on Monday at 10 a.m. And if you have a truly terrific toddler, sign up your 3 to 6-year-old for the Tiny Tots King and Queen Contest at 3 o'clock on Friday. And then the crowning winning boy and girl, they get to ride in the parade the next day. Entries of all ages can sign up for the Redhead Roundup, but only if they have red hair. Red hair like a strawberry. They will start Monday at 11 a.m. And if you like to sing, and everyone loves to hear you, enter the Strawberry Idol Karaoke Contest on Saturday at 6:30. And if you don't sing, it's great to come watch and cheer on your favorite person.
And the festival raises money for charity.
Yes. So, everything that the festival gets from the Strawberry Festival goes to charity. So in 2016, they were awarded over $100,000. And this is an all-volunteer-based association. So all the board members are volunteering their time. So they've raised over $6.5 million for various charities, community, and civic services since it started in 1958.
And what kind of charities are we talking about?
The board awards scholarships to even high school students, and where is it over here?
And then we give to a lot of the communities, the local communities, the high schools, the senior center, the police department, the fire department. Our goal every year is to raise more money. The more people that we have out at the festival, the more money we raise for the community, and the more distribution on the donations to our to other communities helps the money be wide spread out to everyone.
So about how many booths will be at this festival?
On the vendors, oh my goodness, there's about, I want to say there's about 100 vendors, and then we have nonprofit food booths, and I think there's like 25 to 30.
So how would you encourage people to arrange going to the festival? The festival is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Arranging.
In terms of, should they go during the whole duration? Should they go part of the day? You also have rides. You also have entertainment.
Absolutely. It is all day long. So find parking, and parking's a little bit of a challenge, so it's best to go early. You can start by riding all the rides, and then you can make your way through the vendors and have ice cream or have a hamburger or pizza, scones or chocolate dipped strawberries, and then you can make your way through all the vendors, and that could take a long time. There's a lot of people selling strawberry items, or you can get a portrait done. And then you can make your way over into listening to the local bands. We have bands that come out and they play over by the Showmobile over on Main Street. And you could burn off all your calories there by dancing away the afternoon.
Missy, explain the hours of the festival.
Yes. So the festival, since it begins on Friday, it's basically all day. So if you want to start early in the morning, you can go and visit all the vendors and all of the food booths and the rides.
So I understand the festival will be Friday between, according to what I've seen, 1, is that right, 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 10 o'clock at night on
That's
Friday,
correct.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 in the morning to 10 at night, and then on Monday, 10 o'clock in the morning to 9 at night? Is that correct?
Yes, that's exactly right.
So people can get wristbands for some of the rides.
Right. So on Friday is the best deal. If you go on Friday, then you can get a wristband for $30 and you can ride all day. And then on Saturday, it goes up by $5 and it's $35 the rest of the weekend. So for $35, you get a wristband and you can ride all the carnival rides.
And when people plan on setting up booths and what have you, I take it they have to make sure there's someone there at all times.
Oh, yeah. The Board of Directors spends all of our time from probably 7 o'clock in the morning until 11 midnight every single day, just ensuring that the vendors are set up and that everyone leaves the grounds. We work with the police department. We work with the fire department and the making sure that the vendors are sealed and secure. And then we have security in the evening as well.
So it's a really safe event?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You have any idea how many people attend this event every year?
Man, we think we can get up to about 200,000 people coming through that weekend. And last year it was so crowded you couldn't even walk through the festival, which made for large donations to the community the following year.
I dare ask, since there is so much that's donated to all these different charities, is it noticed upon the charities that they're getting this kind of money to enhance their particular groups?
Yes, yes, yes. They actually, the city of Garden Grove, they count on the Strawberry Festival to contribute to them. So they know that the more money that we make at the festival, that they're going to get even more funds. And it's important to them because that's how they keep their nonprofits going. You know, they have to raise money as well. So it just keeps going. So if they make money, then they're able to give back, and then they're able to help somebody else, and then it's just kind of a trickle-down effect.
Now, Missy, you work for the city of Garden Grove.
Yes.
So do you notice how these charities are enhanced by the money that is raised from the festival?
Definitely. It's a great mutual beneficial relationship, and I think that speaks volumes about the city of Garden Grove and the nonprofits in it and why these service clubs are doing so well. Even benefiting the Miss Garden Grove Scholarship Organization, this festival in itself is just, it's a true testament to how Garden Grove is and how well the Strawberry Festival does, reflects how well the service clubs will do that year too.
And Laura, this event is organized almost from the point when it ends, you start organizing again for next year.
Right. So we take about 1 month off. And then we're right back at it again. So we select our new president for the following year, new associates that may want to join, and then we start having meetings. Our meetings start once a month. They generally start right around September, and then we have a dark in December, and then as soon as January of the following year hits, then we're up and running.
Now, by having these donations to these organizations, does it also take it makes it less taxing for the city of Garden Grove so that the city council won't be asked to donate money to this, that, and the other thing because this festival in and of itself takes care of that?
Yes, definitely. We want to provide our citizens a lot of different resources and events. And the Strawberry Festival Association helps a lot by helping these nonprofit organizations. And because of that, we're able to have different events like an open streets event that we just had, which closes down streets and allows people to imagine downtown Garden Grove and bike and walk and see all these different things that Garden Grove can be.
So is Garden Grove a pretty well-oiled machine?
It is. And with our new city council, it's becoming a lot more progressive and a lot more modern, but also remaining true to how we are a very community-based public servant city.
So, Laura, do you find that a lot of people come back because it's tradition? People who've moved away come to this festival because that's what they've been doing every year on that particular holiday?
Yeah, I would think so. We have more than just the city of Garden Grove community. We have people that come from everywhere, drive pretty far to make it to the Strawberry Festival. It's the second largest strawberry festival in California. And by having all those thousands of people, you see that they're coming from, pretty far. They'll come from Central California and they'll come to the Strawberry Festival for the weekend and then maybe head on over to Disneyland. But the festival is, it is ever so growing.
Missy, how does this festival compare? I realize you're going to be biased, but nonetheless, I want to ask you, how does this festival compare to other kinds of festivals? Because many cities have festivals. Many states have festivals. How does this kind of compare?
Well, I mean, yes, I am going to be biased, but it has a very hometown feel, and it's also fun and it's modern. And I think what attracts a lot of people to it is that they know this money is getting donated back into the community, and it's a great way to spend money. But there's also a lot of contests that people from different cities come into because they want their kid or their baby to win, and I get to judge them.
What are some of the contests that you get to judge?
So the first one that I get to judge is actually the Tiny Tot King and Queen, and this is a serious one because whoever wins gets to be in the parade with us. And so there's also the Berry Berry Beautiful Baby contest, and it's really hard not to be biased there because all these babies are so cute. But I think one of my favorites is the Redhead Roundup, because it's of all ages and you just see so much red hair, and a lot of it is from different places from California or people who come here just because they have red hair. And then I also am very biased for the Strawberry Idol Karaoke contest because I am a singer, so I love hearing people sing and seeing the talent that Garden Grove has.
In case you just joined us, you are listening to Courage, a weekly public affairs show on FM 88.5 KSBR. I'm Dawn Camber. Friday through Monday, Garden Grove hosts its annual Strawberry Festival. The theme is honoring our community superhero volunteers. The festival will have games, rides, entertainment, and plenty of food. Our guests are Garden Grove Festival Board President Laura Neuschafer and Miss Garden Grove Missy Mendoza. Well, Missy, what did you do to prepare to become Miss Garden Grove? I mean, you got to be physically fit. You got to be knowledgeable. What are some of the things that you did in order to get this? And mind you, this is the second time she's Miss Garden Grove.
It's all about your lifestyle. It's about not being fit and working out and eating healthy because you want to look good on stage. It's because you want to have that healthy lifestyle. And that's been a big goal for me, is that even after I compete, this is something that I want to carry with me beyond competing for pageants. And I think the biggest thing that you can do preparing for the pageant is your life experiences. Going to college, getting my degree, being exposed to different people from different walks of life. And I think a big part of it is what my parents instilled in me, is having a servant's heart. From a very young age, they were always involved in nonprofit groups, benefiting people. So I picked that up, and now it's not something I feel I have to do. It's something that I want to do.
And you're putting yourself out there. How are you able to feel comfortable being in front of crowds? And I'm only speaking from, there are a lot of people who are uncomfortable being around crowds. How do you feel comfortable talking to people you don't even know?
I think a lot of it was putting myself out there, because it is an uncomfortable situation, but I don't think you're going to be able to grow if you don't put yourself outside of the box of which you feel comfortable in. Speaking to people was not a thing that came easily to me, but even just going to college and being exposed to different groups and the student government there, it made me have to go out there and be comfortable in it and just know who I am as a person.
So what's the mindset that you have to make it comfortable so that you can go out and introduce yourself to people?
I always think about this quote that my mom said. She said, "You really never know unless you try, and the worst thing that's going to happen is that you're going to get a no." So whenever I talk to groups that I've never met before or try something new for the first time, you just always have to know that there's always going to be that possibility of you know what? I didn't win, so I learned from it.
And, of course, we want to know how you're able to stay so nice and healthy, because maybe you can be encouraging to other people to do the same.
Yes. As I'm getting older, and I don't feel like I'm that old. I'm 23 years old. But it's all about being able to take care of yourself because you want to accomplish things. I have a lot of goals that I still want to accomplish even at this age, and I know I can't do it unless I'm eating healthy and unless I'm exercising and taking care of my body.
So about how much do you exercise? People want to know how much do you exercise and what do you eat?
Okay. So realistically, now that we're full in swing preparing for Miss California, I'm exercising at least 6 out of the 7 days of the week. And I also...
About how long?
I work out for an hour a day. I work at a cubicle, so it's kind of hard because, you know, you're always sitting down. So I find ways to stand up and use my standing keyboard. And then I'm also... it's not about limiting yourself with what you eat. It's all about moderation, because if you completely cut out carbs or sugar and then you start eating it again, you're gaining everything back. So you just have to have control and moderation.
Laura, how are these people judged in order to become Miss Garden Grove and to become part of her court?
They have a, they actually have a pageant once a year, and we select judges, and the judges, it's a panel, and we have contestants that all decide, and they sign up and fill out applications, and then a decision is made who will be the contestants for the Miss Garden Grove. Then they have to go through a series of, I would say it's about 2 or 3 months of preparation just to become Miss Garden Grove. It's pretty intense. I've seen it. They take a walking class. They start to hone in on their talent. And they're critiqued in a very professional way, in a very nurturing way, to help them grow and then become Miss Garden Grove. Being Miss Garden Grove is different than I think other title holders. The city itself looks to Miss Garden Grove representing the city, not only in Miss California, but just in the city of Garden Grove and elsewhere. And we look for certain individuals that can represent the city well. And I know that Missy is doing such a great job.
And do you have former Miss Garden Groves coming to the festival every year?
Yes, we do. We actually had Miss California come last year because she was Miss Garden Grove. And we're going to have our Miss California's Outstanding Teen, Jenna Tower, at the Strawberry Festival because she was Miss Garden Grove's Outstanding Teen last year. So she was at the festival last year.
So, Laura, I want you to kind of give us a verbal tour on what we can expect Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If someone were to walk on the grounds, I know Friday, you have the big event to talk about. Go ahead.
Right. Okay, well, on Friday, May 26th, we start at, the festival starts at 1 o'clock. However, at 6 o'clock is our opening ceremonies right on Main Street in Acacia. And we have a big cake cutting event. We have 33 sheet cakes, absolutely beautiful, full of strawberries and whipped cream. And we start cutting the cake, serving about 3,000 people. And once the cake's all cut, then we close it up, and then you can go enjoy the festival by, you know, all of the carnival rides. And if you're and if you have kids, the wristband is a total deal. I mean, for $30, you can buy all your kids a wristband and then go ride all the carnival rides, you know, from 1 o'clock until it closes at 10.
So what is it? There's rides for kids, and then pretty much it's the adults that like to enjoy the different entertainment?
Right. Well, actually, there's rides for both. So there's rides on one side of the festival are the kiddie rides, and then on the other side of the festival are rides for older teenagers and adults. And then right on Main Street there, we have bands that are playing. So you can dance the night away in one corner, ride rides, pretty scary rides. I wouldn't ride them on one side of the festival. And then the kiddie rides that, on the other side, which I might have to ride those. And, but it's a lot of fun. And then of course you get to eat. There's a lot of vendors there, and the vendors are nonprofit organizations, and they're raising money, for their, activities throughout the year. A lot of good food, a lot of homemade food. And then we go into the vendors that sell things, and they are pretty creative, merchandise that they have. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun all weekend from Friday to Monday.
Missy, kind of name off some of the food that people can purchase this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Garden Grove Festival.
It's more like what isn't there? There are baked potatoes. There's corn. Of course, some strawberry shortcake, funnel cake, anything you could think of. Cotton candy. There's corn dogs. There's fries. There's I mean, everything that you could think of for a festival, it's there. Popcorn, ices.
And the kind of entertainment that people can look forward to seeing?
Yes, there's a lot of great bands that will be at the Showmobile, so it's a different variety of kind of music, as well as entertainment. You can even go, if you don't want to compete yourself in these contests, you can watch these contests for the Berry, Berry Beautiful Baby contest, Tiny Tot King and Queen, Redhead Roundup, and if you want to hear some people sing, the Strawberry Idol Karaoke contest.
So what's the trick to being able to sing?
I think a lot of it people don't understand is the entertainment factor. You could probably be not the best singer, but if you can get the crowd going and clapping and have a good time, I think that's kind of like the key to winning.
So how do you prepare your voice in order to sing? Mm-hmm. Because you need to sound good to yourself so you can feel comfortable sharing your voice with everyone.
Yes. It's practice. It's a lot of practice. I think I spend a couple hours a week just practicing by warming up. And also, it's your diction. It's how you talk. And it's a muscle. It's your diaphragm. And I don't think people understand that singers have to use muscles, too. It's like working out when you sing. You have to be able to use your diaphragm and having good posture.
And Laura, the superheroes, the theme, of course, is the honoring your community superheroes. So what kinds of awards will they be getting because they're being honored?
Well, what we did was we selected superheroes from the communities, and they're actually riding in the parade on Saturday. And we're going to honor them by having them individual on floats. And hopefully they're all going to be wearing capes that day because that's what they are. They're superheroes. I'm excited about this year's theme. I am excited about honoring a lot of people who have really dedicated themselves, their lives to making the community better and giving back to the community, which is so important. Our grand theme marshal is Randy Barth, who is actually the founder and chief executive of Think Together. And it's a nonprofit organization that runs over 400 after-school programs serving over 100,000 students in California. And he started off as a volunteer. And he decided to move on and start this nonprofit, which is so commendable. And those are the kind of superheroes that we want to recognize.
And Missy, you volunteer for all kinds of organizations. What does it feel like to give your time, and you don't get money in return, but I'm sure you get a lot of other things in return?
It's a very rewarding feeling. It's nice to put someone or an organization before yourself. I think it's self-fulfilling, and it shows you that there's more to life than just working and making money and doing things for you. That it's a really good feeling just being able to see these people and see the hard work you put in and how grateful they are. I think is just one of the best feelings.
So I take it these are lifelong skills that you're getting.
Yes, definitely. All of these interactions, talking to these organizations and telling other organizations about this, it's incredible because you gain these lifelong skills that help you get that next job, that help you make these choices in your life.
Laura, if people want to have a vendor booth at the festival next year, or people want to perform or whatever, how can they be part of it for next year? What do they need to do? Because they're hearing about it now, but they may want to do it for next year.
Of course, of course. No, a lot of people do. The best way is that our website, strawberryfestival.org, has a lot of information on it. It has a icon for the vendors, and you can sign up for next year. You need an application that filled out, and then the director that handles all the vendors will contact you, and he'll let you know whether or not you have a location for next year.
And what would you say the deadline would be to do it for 2018?
I would start right away. I mean, there's nothing that, right after the festival that's coming up here. Right about June, I would go ahead and send him a little email and tell him that you're interested in being part of the Strawberry Festival. And of course, if you're interested in volunteering for the Strawberry Festival, just our information is on there. Give us a contact, and the more we have, the better we can serve our community.
Is that even this year or for next year?
Next year.
You have been listening to Collage, a weekly public affairs show on FM 88.5 KSBR. I'm Dawn Camber. Our guests have been Garden Grove Festival Board President Laura Neuschafer and Miss Garden Grove Missy Mendoza, Please join us next week for another show right here on FM 88.5 KSBR.